Police have released footage of a vehicle and three people who may be able to assist with ongoing investigations into the arson of a Tawantan home last month. In the early hours of Wednesday, March 29, emergency services were called to the fire at the Waratah Close address. The house was destroyed by the blaze. Police will allege the government-owned property was linked to an earlier assault, deprivation of liberty and robbery investigation involving teenaged girls. Council has voted to move ahead with plans to remove the remaining pieces of the SS Dickey wreck. Until that can be achieved, the beach will remain closed 20 metres either side of the submerged wreck, with two red flags and signs on poles to warn beachgoers, swimmers and surfers to keep clear and always avoid the wreck's location. A further 1,100 housing lots in Caloundra South have been unlocked for development. Deputy Premier Stephen Miles says the new lots are in addition to the 4,500 that already have completed homes on them.
We're also announcing today that we've approved a 30,000 square metre retail space for shops, restaurants and other commercial services for this growing community. So as the community there grows, we're able to deliver more jobs, more services, more opportunities for locals.
Sunshine Coast Lightning are coming off a strong win as they prepare to face the West Coast Fever on Sunday. The Round 7 clash is from 2 p.m. at UniSC Arena and will be the first time coach Belinda Reynolds will come up against her old club. The Falcons are also into Round 7 in the Queensland Cup. They're heading to Redcliffe on Saturday afternoon to do battle with the Dolphins. The Sunshine Coast side are currently in equal second place on the ladder.